What is up, guys? Hope everybody is having a great day. And so I wanted to start doing more of these video podcast episodes because I feel like sometimes when we're on Instagram or YouTube, you get a little bit of value. But what I'm going to start doing now is really going into depth to the content that I'm posting on Instagram. And so recently I posted a reel about how if I were a doctor, I wouldn't spend a lot of money on one video, but I would spend a decent amount of money on 20 to 25 to 30 videos. And so there's a reason why right now that I think that micro content far overperforms the old school or the traditional brand story. And so for the first part, it's more cost effective. And here's what I mean by that. If you bring in a video crew, if you spend the time to edit, you're usually gonna be charged anywhere from $2,000 to about $2,500 for that 1 minute video. Now, if you bring that same crew in and you're able to film 20 videos and then you're able to get them edited with just the subtitles and the B-roll, well, over time, you're spending anywhere from $100 to $250 a video. Now, there are lots of businesses that have disposable income that can spend $2,500, $2,000 a video, but for the small business or for the person who may not even have a small business, but for the person who's just getting involved with video marketing, to do something such as being able to utilize micro content, it's a lot more tangible for you to utilize, right? If you spend $2,000 and you get 20 videos, that's something that you can see that you can roll out to your content. On top of that, there's more touch points that you can utilize when doing micro video, right? If I do a brand story that's gonna go on Facebook, that's gonna go on OTT networks, it's gonna go on TV, right? I have one opportunity to try to reach everybody in my target audience, right? So if I'm a real estate agent and I sell anywhere from $500,000 to $1.5 million homes, I'm praying and I'm hoping that that one commercial can resonate with everybody. Now, the problem with that is oftentimes a product or service that's made for anybody is a product or service that's made for nobody. And so with micro video, it allows you to have those different touch points. So if you're, like I said, for that example of that real estate agent where you're selling anywhere from $500 to $1.5 million homes, the great thing about micro videos is you can do a video for people buying in the $500 to $750 range, then the $750 to $1 million, then the million to 1.25, and then the 1.25 to 1.5. And the great thing about it is you can change your dialogue for the organic content that you're putting out there that allows you to really hit the target audience of those that you are trying to reach. Another great thing about micro video is that there's no scripting. So a lot of times business people who have never been on camera have a really hard time with scripts. And it's because they're not used to having to read something and be able to move normally. They're used to just speaking off the cuff and knowing their knowledge and knowing their expertise. And as I started to grow my marketing company, I realized that firsthand. And that's why I think micro video is so important, because it allows you to focus on what really matters, in the sense of if it's their expertise, they can look right into the camera and talk about it. If it's their expertise, they don't have to make sure that they're saying the right thing, right? It's their expertise that's always sitting at the top of their brain, so they can constantly talk about things that they're doing in business and in everyday life. Another great thing about micro video content is the fact that if a client doesn't have enough confidence or they don't want to speak straight into the camera, oftentimes they can turn to me and we can talk like it's an interview style, and that allows it to make it a lot more easier for things such as micro videos for organic content or paid content, and it allows them to really just focus on that expertise. And the last one, and probably one of the most important ones, is the low barrier to entry, right? Like, I own a marketing company, but I'm here to tell you that there's no production value that necessarily makes you go super viral, right? Because I've seen videos that have been shot on an iPhone that have gotten millions of views. And then I've seen videos that people spent $10,000 for the production and they only get 400 views. So with the low barrier to entry, it really allows you to compete with the other people who are higher up in your industry, because at the end of the day, whoever can win the content game can win the brand game, and in essence will get more people to come to their business. So when it comes to micro video, I think that there's lots of things that you can do. There's lots of ideas that you can have for days. And the great thing about it is you get to spend less time shooting video. I know that when my company was growing, I would hire a videographer and we would go to the CEO or executive's office to film them, and we would film three videos, and then we would break down, then we would edit the videos, and they would go out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then we would have to plan another video shoot. Well, now in that same hour to 2 hours, we're able to get 20, 30, sometimes even 40 videos, and then that way they have enough content to last them for the next 4 to 6 weeks, and then we can start preparing to see what the next video session looks like. So if you're out there and you want to implement video into your business, I highly encourage you to start implementing micro video, because it'll be a game changer. And there's three things that I tell people that you can always talk about: tips and tricks, myths, and then FAQs. And so if you talk on those three things, tips, like if I'm a real estate agent, let's say, or if I'm a gym owner, tips as far as doing leg exercises with the right form, myths, certain things like fads that they say can make you lose weight, and FAQs, certain things like cancellation policies. There's lots of content that you can come up with that can last you months and months and months, in as simple as filming just a couple of hours a month. So get out there, make some micro videos. Again, if you ever have any questions, never hesitate to reach out to me on Instagram or at Facebook. Instagram is FRHart2. Go ahead and make that content and make your message known where people are paying attention. Have a great day and God bless.